This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Will Smith, Denzel Washington, or Terrence Howard? Just who should play Barack Obama when his life story hits the big screen? You've been telling us who you want to see on our blog, News and Views, and here to fill us in is News and Notes web producer Jeffrey Bennett. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So you did a really amazing layout. If folks haven't seen this yet, you've got to, of all the cast of characters in the Obama story and, you know, the actors that you thought could play them. How people responded and what have they tossed back?
They've tossed back a really impressive cast, actually. We read that Tyler Perry was going to work on the life story of Michelle Obama, so we took it a step further and thought, well, if there's going to be this Barack Obama biopic, who should play in it? So as Michelle Obama, we said Regina King. One of our readers thought Angela Bassett, but not so much. We're sticking with Regina King. As Hillary Clinton, we said Meredith Baxter, just based on the resemblance alone. Our readers suggested Meryl Streep, Candace Bergen, or Kathleen Turner. And as Barack, we initially said Will Smith, but we've changed our minds. We now support and endorse Harry Lennox to play Barack Obama in the life story.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing feature. So let's talk about the people who make money talking about the candidates. There was an interesting conversation on our blog this week about the diversity of television political pundits.
Yeah, exactly. And we took that story from the New York Times and talked about that. It was about how political watchers like Donna Brazile, Michelle Bernard, Roland Martin, and Jamal Simmons, some of the people who are regulars on our show, are getting more attention and airtime on the cable network. So the Times asked whether such moves signal real progress or merely reflect the needs of a particular news cycle. And most people on our blog were, you know, welcomed the addition of more black faces on TV. But one reader, Moji Odorinde, took issue with the characterization, saying, "I don't think anyone should cheapen the accomplishments of these black pundits just based on who's running in the election." So.
And what else is getting attention on News and Views?
Lots of things. Our reporting yesterday on the cash-strapped states who are considering, which are considering the early release of prisoners. Condi Rice floated as a potential running mate for John McCain, as we've talked about, and protests surrounding the Olympic Games in China. And next week, our show will broadcast from Atlanta, so we're looking for people. I know, right? Atlanta, the mighty ATL. So we're looking for people who live in the area, who are familiar with it, who can flag us to stories or people or places that we should focus our attention on while we're there. And they can hit us up on Facebook or on our blog.
And as a Morehouse man, this is a homecoming for you, right?
It is indeed.
All right, Jeff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me in our studios at NPR West.